There are contingencies about which text enters the curriculum, for example, so that we can say the ELIT has been on the educational curriculum, and that's a self-reinforcing thing. But beyond those contingencies, I would say two things. One is, here I took from personal experience, and I think Tony would confirm that this is a text that rewards careful attention, but you will see nothing for the time you spend on it. The second thing I would say is that it talks about things that are important to many different people, so that it isn't, in any case, a sort of an inner looking or, you know, approaching things from a specific angle of a specific small community with partisan interests, so that it really is trying to address from the start the biggest issues and the biggest possible audience. The third thing I would say is that if you read the Iliad, you join a very vast and diverse community of other readers, so that this text has become more interesting, more resonant in the course of time, because of all the other readings, adaptations, versions, thoughts, and experiences that surround it.
No, I mean, I can't add anything to it. That's brilliantly put. One thing that occurs to me is the way that post-Martin translations, and they're very interesting translations, like Pope, for example, who, you know, produced a poem, in the middle, he wrote for money, he wrote to pay the grocery bill. It's a wonderful 18th century English poem, and it's a great Greek scholar Bentley who said to him, it is a very pretty poem, but you must not call it Homer. Well, you know, who cares? It's a wonderful English poem. But we're not only, and if I want to, you know, read another translation of the Iliad, I'd love to put, but not only translations, you take someone like Christopher Lowe, who's died, who produced the most extraordinary recreation. I mean, he doesn't know, he didn't know Greek, it doesn't matter. It's still extremely powerful. Simply, this is a footnote to the Bible, so the Iliad was a springboard from which he created something that's enormously worth.